Today is Saturday, September 9th, 2017, and this...
I want to make it to Vegas. I want to feel like I deserve to be there. And I miss that feeling, and I want it so bad.
Is 500 by Midnight, the original Las Vegas podcast, show number 614.
Las Vegas, we are! Just thinking of all the amazing times that we've had here in Las Vegas.
I hope that you're having an enjoyable stay here in Las Vegas, and also hope that you have been fortunate. I do wish that for you.
You're gonna give Daddy the Rain Man suite. Do you dig that? We're going to Vegas, Mike.
Vegas! You think we get there by midnight?
Money, we're gonna be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah, Vegas!
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Las Vegas is waiting.
Hello, everybody. This is Tim.
And this is Michelle.
Welcome to 500 by Midnight. We are back after a week off, and I'm happy to be here behind the mic. How about you?
Good. I'm good.
Good. Good. You seem like you're raring to go tonight.
Something.
All right. This ought to be interesting.
I've had podcast fuel, a.k.a. beverages.
Yeah, you sure have. So we'll see how this goes.
Mm-hmm.
I have not. I'm
I know.
Stone cold sober tonight.
Wow.
I know. All right. Well, this will be a preview for the summit, which is coming up the weekend of October 13th. At the D Las Vegas. Come and see us do our podcast, and there's going to be a lot of other fun things. Check out VegasNerdsSociety.com.
I think they just posted that registration for the, what are they calling the?
The Preak Nerds Cup.
The Preak Nerds Cup.
Something like
that. And the slot tournament.
Yes.
So if you're interested in either of those things, sign up.
Yep. There will be much fun.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be a summit podcast. That Hunter's putting together. I know that he and Misnomer recorded something earlier today, and I think we're going to be doing one with him in a couple weeks. So,
yay.
Good times. All right. I look forward to seeing folks there. It will be a great time.
Mm-hmm.
Before we get into
there's
the news.
There's going to be drinks there. Did you know that?
Really? They're going to have drinks there this
uh-huh.
year?
Yeah,
wow,
they are.
Really?
It'll be an interesting development.
Let's hope that it's not as many drinks as last year.
Yes, let's hope that
all right.
For some people.
Before we jump into a whole bunch of Vegas news and phone calls, we have to thank some people. We want to thank some people.
Mm-hmm.
This podcast is supported by more than 200 listener patrons. They are incredibly fine folks, and they include Abby Rathburn. Thank you, Abby. David Steger, Clayto, Jeff Short, Brandon Griffiths, Jody Brooks, and Brian and Lauren from St. Louis.
Thank you all.
Thank you all very much for being our patrons. We do appreciate it. If you are wondering what this is all about, go to patreon.com/500. Folks who want to support the podcast on an ongoing basis can do so, and occasionally we throw out some bonus content and some other stuff as a way to say thank you for that. So that's what it's all about, and we appreciate everyone's support.
Thank you for saying throw out instead of throw up.
I don't think we've thrown up any content yet, although some may question
mm-hmm.
whether that's the case. All right, lots of news since we've been gone for a week, well, 2 weeks since we last discussed such things, and there's a big news story since our last show. I've been waiting for something big because a lot of the stuff we've been covering lately, it's been like some entertainment stuff, a little restaurant action. We've been waiting for some big news. We've got it. Fontainebleau sold.
Yay.
Or Fontainebleau.
Okay.
It's not going to be called that anymore. They're ditching that name, the new owners. So
are they going to call it Blue Strip Headstone?
I don't know what they're going to call it, but Carl Icahn, the owner of that property, made a tidy little profit. He sold it for $600 million. He paid about $150 million for that property during the recession and subsequently sold off everything that wasn't load-bearing. So he made money first by selling off all of the furniture and all the...
Mm-hmm. A lot of that's in Plaza.
A lot of furniture's in Plaza. If you want to see the escalator, you can see that at Downtown Grand.
Mm-hmm.
If you've ever stayed at Downtown Grand and you've had to walk over walk through the skyway over the street to get to your tower, you know that when you go up the escalator, it's kind of a weird scenario. You go up the escalator and then you have to go down a couple steps.
Mm-hmm.
The reason for that is because the escalator was built for Fontainebleau and it was longer than what they needed at Downtown Grand, so they had to build a ledge to make it work.
Yep.
So that's why that whole thing is funky.
So you have rolling luggage?
Yep. Well, they have a ramp too, so that's good. But anyway, so he made money off that, and then he sold it for $600 million, and that's what he does, and that's why he's a very rich man.
Mm-hmm.
He knows what he's doing. So the new owners are real estate investment firms Witkoff and New Valley, and I'm not going to pretend like I'd ever heard of them before this happened. So what they do is buy things and then try to squeeze value out of them.
Hmm.
Now, of course, because they bought this, they announced immediately exactly what their plans are. They revealed all the details in their official announcement, and I'm going to read it to you now.
Okay.
Witkoff spent 4 months conducting its due diligence on the resort and market prior to the acquisition and has identified numerous ways to unlock the significant underlying value of the property to generate strong returns for its business and the Vegas community.
What did you just say?
They just laid it all out for us. We now know exactly what they're going to do with the Fontainebleau property. They've identified numerous ways to unlock the underlying value, honey.
Okay.
Pretty exciting stuff, isn't it?
It's something.
I know. I can't wait to see the underlying value significantly identified significant value unlocked. So exciting. So yes, we have no idea what the hell is going to happen with this property now that they bought it. Everyone is very excited about this purchase, and it seems like, and yet I don't know if we should be yet, because
they might just sit on it and do nothing.
They might sit on it for a while and try to flip it. They might turn it into a 70-story, I don't know how tall it is, 70-story CVS, like the world's largest CVS.
Mm-hmm. Are you sure it would be CVS or would it be Walgreens?
Walgreens, I don't know. Could be either. So we shall see what happens to this. The property, which has been sitting dormant for seemingly ever, I think it's, 2009 or something like that the thing stalled, or maybe it was even before that, 2007, 2009, somewhere in that range. More than $1 billion has been spent just to get it to where it is now, which is, I don't know, roughly 70% finished, I believe is the number that I've seen.
Hmm.
And there are estimates that it would be another $1 billion to $1.9 billion to finish the whole thing.
70% seems high.
Maybe it's lower than that. Huh. I don't know. I mean, the building itself is built. It's all the interior stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how exactly you factor in the percentages and how you figure that out, but I seem to remember at one point that was a number that was thrown around. So what will happen to it? I don't know. It could, you know, conceivably they could finish the whole thing. I think more than likely if they are going to open it at some sort of a hotel or resort, it will be a partial finish. I don't think that they will open the whole thing, mm-hmm. like the entire tower. I could see them doing maybe half of the floors or something like that.
That top floor looks interesting, though. Like, that view would be fabulous.
Maybe they'll just do the top floors. I don't know.
Hmm.
I don't know what the logistics are of that. And like I said, they could sit on it for a while. They could, you know, who knows? They have not announced, and everything up to this point is pure speculation. We shall see. I certainly hope that they finish it. I've been skeptical of that the whole time, that this thing would ever get finished, just because of the amount of money you'd have to pump into it.
But at the same time, I'd love to see it finished.
Let's see.
Because it's just dead.
Now, there's also a chance that they could finish it as a resort without a casino. That very well might happen. Given the location right next to the convention center expansion, they mm-hmm. could very well bank on the convention center traffic as their direction they want to go, and might decide that the casino thing isn't worth pursuing. Hard to say what they're going to do here, but they certainly have a lot of space and a lot of square footage to play with, and I don't know. Time will tell. We'll certainly follow it, and if they decide that they're going to develop it, it'll be fun to talk about, because new stuff is fun.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been waiting for this damn thing forever. So that is the case. Even if they do finish it, they have already said they're not going to use the name. I would imagine there's licensing involved in that name, and
right.
they're not paying for that. So right now they're just referring to the address, which is, I don't know, 2755 Las Vegas Boulevard or something like that. So as of now, it is no longer Fontainebleau. Do you like when I speak with bad...
Mm-hmm.
bad accents and stuff.
Can you say croissant in the...
Croissant.
Oh, God.
Croissant. No, I should never do that again?
Nope. All right. Never do that again.
Okay, let's move along. We've got a lot more news to get to. Like, we're on a strict timeline. Like, we got to cram it all in by whenever we're done with this show. Let's talk about some restaurant closings. This one is kind of interesting. We're going to talk about two different properties, one being Palms, which we don't talk about all that much. But there's been a lot going on there. There are relatively new owners in place in the way of station casinos, and lots of changes are happening. And this week they closed a whole shit ton of stuff at Palms, which will presumably be turned into something else. The most noteworthy, I would say, are Nine Steakhouse and Ghost Bar, which have been open since the hotel opened, mm-hmm. pretty much. So a couple of the few remaining remnants from the original Palms era.
Are they going to keep the plexiglass thing where you can...
They have not made any announcements about anything related to Ghost Bar and what it's going to be. I think they said 9 is going to be some other restaurant concept, but they haven't. And then there's some other places, China House, another restaurant, The Lounge. Do you remember The Lounge?
I do not. Oh, wait. Yes, I do.
We performed in The Lounge a couple times.
I do now.
The Vegas Podcastapalooza Memorial Lounge is now closed.
Aw.
And then Social, which is their main casino bar, according to the Review Journal, those are all closed as of this week.
I have fond memories of The Lounge.
We had a good time doing those early live podcast shows there.
One and two podcast.
Didn't we go into Matt Goss's dressing room?
We did.
Yep, the original Gossy room.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they're pumping $140 million into the property, and presumably they will be opening some new restaurants in all this space. I'm really curious what they do, not only with Ghost Bar, but they have a shit ton of closed nightclub space there.
Yeah, they do.
They've had... So they had Ghost Bar, they had Rain, they had the Playboy Club, which I think already had become something else. They had Moon, and all of them are closed. So they have all this space sitting there, which I think they may occasionally use for private events, but they are not using that on a regular basis. So time will tell what happens with all of this available space at Palms. I'm sure that Station Casinos will do something good. They, you know, they do red. They have Red Rock and Green Valley Ranch, and they've got a lot of different properties, and they know what they're doing. So I would imagine they'll come up with something interesting.
Take advantage of those views.
I know. I would think, like I said, I would think they'd want to flip Ghost Bar quickly and do something with it because that's such a great space. So time will tell. They could put a restaurant up there. I mean, if they don't want to do the nightclub thing, I would imagine they've got to have a nightclub, but. We shall see. It was rumored a while ago that they were hiring those dudes who used to work for Wynn that then went to work for Elon, the Waits brothers.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know that that ever panned out. It hasn't been announced, at least, officially. So, okay, so let's move back to the Strip. Monte Carlo also closed several restaurants this week. Well, two restaurants and an ice cream place. Divino, Dragon Noodle Company, and Boulevard Creamery have closed.
That sounds like a bad sitcom.
Two
restaurants and an ice cream place.
Three men and a baby.
Mm-hmm.
This is all part of the transition to Park MGM and Nomad, which will replace Monte Carlo when all of the construction is done in about a year or so. Eataly, which is a much touted restaurant and market concept.
I'm intrigued by this.
Yeah, that's taking over a lot of this space, so that's why they're closing all this stuff up. That's going to take up like a lot of the strip front property at the soon-to-be former Monte Carlo. We've mentioned this several times before. If there's anything that you enjoy at Monte Carlo that's still open, go there as soon as you can because I would imagine there's not going to be much left.
Is Hit Bar still open?
What bar?
Hit Bar.
Oh, Hit Bar. Yes, yeah. That is still open. I was going to say they have one of those at Monte Carlo. I did not know, but you said Hit Bar and not.
With an H.
Yes, it is, but I would imagine that that will become something else. That will go away as well. I'd be surprised if there's anything that remains, at least in name, the same. They want to make it very clear that this is a new property, so I wouldn't think there'd be much left over for Monte Carlo when we get done. So that's all happening. A bunch of closures came out of nowhere, no announcement. Boom, done. So that's why you should go there if you really like something. You never know when it's going to go away. Downtown, there is a popular wine bar that is apparently moving. Bin 702, which has been open at Downtown Container Park since that facility opened a couple years ago. Reportedly, this is not official either, but according to your friends at Eater, they have signed a lease on an actual physical location right next to Nacho Daddy on 4th Street. So larger space, standalone, not part of the Container Park.
That could be good for them.
I think it could, too. There's not a lot in the way of wine bars downtown.
Nope.
And I think this fills a market. And obviously, they've been doing well if they're moving to a larger space.
Mm-hmm. I am not good with wine in Vegas. Wine makes me sleepy, and I don't want to be sleepy in Vegas.
I'd like to break this down. So, you're not good with wine. Which alcohols are you, quote, good with in Vegas?
Well, clearly not scotch, because we know what happened
exactly
last year.
We've already established that you and gin have had a falling out.
Oh,
and
gin can fuck right off.
Okay. So we've eliminated...
I will go on the record with that.
In Vegas, we've eliminated wine, gin, scotch.
Well, I will have scotch, though. I'll have occasional scotch. Scotch and I are not on the outs like Jen and I are. Even though I had a bad experience with scotch.
I feel like I should be a little concerned about the relationship that you have with alcohols when you're referring to them as though they are close friends of yours.
Scotch is a close friend of mine.
Oh, no.
We had that one fight, but now we're tight again.
Is there an intervention marathon on tomorrow by chance? I think we might want to fire that up.
Great.
All right. Well, if you decide that you're on speaking
terms
with
wine,
Bin 702 is a good option. It's received many positive reviews from listeners and others. So no idea when this is going to happen. Like I said, it's just reported that they've signed a lease for that property. And
what about you and wine? You don't like to have wine because it makes you either have a headache or sleepy, right?
Red wine gives me a headache, yes.
Yeah.
So I don't mind a little bit
of
white wine,
though.
It's fine. Yeah.
I like wine. It's just not my go-to in Vegas.
I know. I don't want to get into wine just because it's like, fuck, now I got to learn all about this bullshit.
No, it's not that hard.
I have to pretend like I care about it.
No. Here's the thing with wine.
Oh, look, there's so many undertones.
You like what you like.
I'm going to swirl it around and sniff it, and it smells like nuts.
No. You like it, then drink it. If you don't like it, don't drink it.
It's just that fucking simple.
It's
just a pretentious subculture I don't like. Is that it?
Probably.
Same with beer and all that. Like I've said, everything has gotten so fucking precious.
Mm-hmm.
Can't just like anything anymore. You have to become a connoisseur of it, for fuck's sake.
I like it. I like it all except gin.
I know you do. The other day you proclaimed that the only good thing about this summer was tequila. That
true.
Scared me a little bit.
That is true. The summer has been a shit show.
It's good now.
It is good now.
But yeah.
It's fall now.
It has been a ball of
I feel poop. Like it's fall because it's September. Like after Labor Day is fall to me. Fuck meteorological seasons. Fuck them in the ass.
Wow.
With rebar. Just
with rebar. Holy shit.
Because this whole, it's spring because it's the 21st to blood. No, it's usually like fucking freezing here. It is not spring. It's still winter.
We all know that summer lasts from Memorial Day to Memorial Day.
Uh-huh. Thank the troops on Memorial Day.
Exactly.
Yes.
And Labor Day. All right. So moving along. I like this. You're going to like this too because you like.
Am I?
Yeah, you like alcohol.
I do.
Mandalay,
I've had some tonight.
Mandalay,
do you know?
I know. Mandalay Bay is doing something sort of similar to Cosmo's Social Hour.
Cool.
It's not every day, it's not as often as Cosmo's, but it's a good thing. It's on a regular basis. They have a bunch of restaurants that are all participating.
Ooh.
Saturdays and Sundays from 8 p.m. until close.
Yes.
There are drink and food specials at the following Mandalay Bay restaurants.
You haven't even said them, but I'm already like,
I know. So Lupo, which is a Wolfgang Puck restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Red Square, which is
which
a great...
Which we've been to, which is delicious.
Vodka bar and restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Fleur, Kumi, Strip Steak, Border Grill, mm-hmm. Libertine Social,
which
and
I want to try,
and Oriole
Nipple.
So they have food and drink specials, most in the $5 to $10 range.
Uh-huh.
Most are closer to the $10 range, but there are a few that are in the $5 range.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, I'm sure it's small plates and things like that, but we've mentioned before that we've taken advantage of some of the deals like this at Cosmo, and it's a really good way to try a restaurant you might not want to spend a ton of money on, where you can just go in and order a couple small things.
What's the place we tried in March? The Jose Andres place.
Ask me that.
It was delicious, but we did the social hour.
My brain is fried right now, so I can't think of it. But and obviously everybody loves deals. So drinks at these places can be kind of expensive. So if you get one of their specialty cocktails for $8 or $10,
it's like half price.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So check it out. I'm going to post a link in the show notes to the whole website. It's called Happy Hour Remix. And
so if you're going for the summit, when does our show start? Like 9?
Are you suggesting people go get liquored up before our show at Mandalay Bay?
No.
That might be cutting it close because people line up early.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, 8 p.m. 8 p.m. because I think our thing is at 9.
You could do this on Sunday. Do it on Sunday
night. We might do it on Sunday. Who knows?
Maybe. So I'll post a link in the show notes if you want to check this out. It's a very cool thing. I am very supportive of places doing this. It reminds me a little bit, kind of, during the recession when a lot of places were doing property-wide prefix offers. It's kind of like that when you get everybody on board or a lot of your restaurants on board.
Steakhouse at Bally's, man.
What about it?
Well, it's no longer with us, but that was some fucking delicious shit.
Did they have a prefix thing?
They
have
some
about?
Really good happy hour specials.
Okay. Are we going to list all the places that have good happy hour specials now?
No. There are websites for that.
I don't know of them. Okay. Moving along. This is going off the rails, as I knew it would. And that's what you come here for. Entertainment news. Bruno Mars.
Are you impatient with the amount of drinks I've had tonight?
No, it's fine.
Okay.
I love you just the way you are.
Aw.
Treatment or not.
Thanks.
Bruno Mars, he's on tour right now, but he also has a ongoing residency deal in Las Vegas with the Park Theater at Monte Carlo, soon to be Park MGM.
Lucky for you, that's what I like.
He has added 6 shows to that, including the ever-popular New Year's weekend and a handful of shows in February. So,
and the ever-popular February.
Well, it's like around Valentine's Day, I think. So
oh, hey.
It kind of is.
That would be good.
So, yeah. I mean, Bruno Mars is a hell of a performer, and
yes.
You can either see him in your hometown if he's coming through on his tour, or if you're going to Vegas and you want to see him, you got some more chances now, so check that out. This next one is something I'm looking forward to. We're going to do this. Well, it's very, I shouldn't proclaim such things because everything is flexible and tentative. But I think when we're in Las Vegas in October, we're going to try to hit this. Rolling Stones. Are you familiar with the band, the Rolling Stones?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Using my bad accent again.
Oh my God, stop that. Don't do that.
Hello.
Nope. Nope. Excuse me.
So there's an exhibit. Don't. Called Exhibitionism, the Rolling Stones. It's going to be a Palazzo.
And that was not nearly as offensive as your accent.
From September 23rd through January 31st. So this is sort of like the Westgate Graceland exhibit, to what that was to Elvis, except for the Rolling Stones.
Okay.
Lots of memorabilia.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of tells a story of that band.
Or artist.
Or artist. Artiste. And lots of cool stuff. So I'm looking forward to this. I like the Rolling Stones.
I think this would be good. Yeah.
It has already appeared in a few other cities, including London and New York, and I think maybe Chicago. And I know it's coming to Las Vegas. Tickets can be purchased in advance at stonesexhibit.com. If you buy them online, they're a little bit cheaper. They're $35.50, including fees through the website. You're going to probably pay closer to $40 if you get them in person. And yeah, I'm looking forward to this. And it's only there for a couple months. So if you're interested, you want to check that out if you're going to Vegas, if you're a Stones fan. I like this. I like when there's stuff like this that's music related.
Yep.
I really, really like the Graceland thing. I think I'll.
That was good. Yeah.
This as well. All right. Finally, speaking of music, there's a popular EDM music festival called Electric Daisy Carnival.
Would you call it music?
Yeah, kind of. It exists. It happens every year in Las Vegas. They're moving it from June. And to May in 2018, specifically May 18th to the 20th.
Hmm.
And part of the reason they're doing this is because they want to add camping options, and it will be a little bit more temperate for camping.
I was going to say it's going to be a little cooler, hopefully.
I think they have air-conditioned tents. I think you have Ooh. To rent the tents from them. I'm not 100% certain. But the main reason I wanted to bring this up is because people like to start planning vacations well in advance.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of those big events that brings a shit ton of people into town.
Yep.
So if you don't want to be there during a crowded weekend,
don't go this weekend.
Avoid the 18th through the 20th of May.
Yes.
In 2018. That's the scoop. They say that they say something like 400,000 people over 3 days, but realistically it's probably like more like 180,000 people, whatever 400 divided by 3 is. Because it's probably the same people going all 3 days, and they're just counting the number of tickets.
Mm-hmm.
That's my guess. Anyway, there's going to be a lot of people regardless.
Is that the same weekend as the Billboard Music Awards, I wonder?
I have no fucking idea. All right. So, there you go. With that, we have a bunch of phone calls to get caught up on, and we've got some good ones this week.
All right.
So I'm excited about these. Let's kick it off with this gentleman.
Hi, Tim and Michelle. It's Griffin from Pittsburgh. I just wanted to give a solo trip report in progress right now. Staying at Tropicana, got a chance to try out the Robert Irvine Public House. I would have to advise other listeners to skip it. I got comped a free appetizer because I'm staying at the resort, and they gave me $10 food credit. Even then, I'm probably not going to eat there again. They had two things while I was there. I had the crunch onion fondue spread as the appetizer and the fish and chips, neither of which I would say was particularly enthralling. The French onion fondue dip wasn't really fondue. It wasn't really French onion soup. It was cheese and onions with a spread over garlic bread in all its halitosis and inducing glory. And the fish and chips was stringy French fries and cheese curds and bacon, which should save everything but doesn't.
What?
And the fish was like really, was like Indian fry bread for a piece of cod.
Hmm.
And I didn't even finish it all because I wasn't that impressed with it. Yeah, so, I mean, it's too artisanal, it's too new age. I was kind of wishing I ate at Cosmo instead. Anyway, love the show, guys. I'll try to give you a trip report later, down a good bit. Okay, see ya.
All right, I appreciate the report.
Thank you for that report.
Yeah, we've been waiting to hear about that place, mm-hmm. Robert Irvine's Public House. Not a great
even
first
with,
review.
Even with a comped appetizer, nope.
Why would you have... So it almost sounds like their fish and chips, the chips are poutine or something? The fact that it has cheese curds and...
That's not chips.
And, yeah, that doesn't sound right.
Just give me, you know, a nice thick potato with some malt vinegar and I'm good.
I don't want his special take on fish and chips. If I'm ordering fish and chips, I want it to be goddamn fish and chips.
Yep.
You don't need to fucking spruce it up with other shit.
Speaking of French onion.
You don't put bacon on fish and chips? What the hell are you? I love bacon, but come on.
Yeah, I love bacon, but if I'm going to get loaded French fries, then that's when I'm expecting the bacon.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on over there. Not good, though.
Have we talked about Beauty and Essex discontinuing the French onion?
I don't know. We may have mentioned
beautiful, wonderful things that I dream about.
The French onion soup dumplings?
Yes.
Yeah, I know, that's upsetting.
So we're not going back there.
I know, on the bright side, it crosses off one of the things that we would perhaps do and opens mm-hmm. up other options. So that's how I'm looking at it as a positive. But it
there
was delicious
go.
While
it
lasted.
It was delicious.
Mm. All right, moving on to our next caller who has a question for us.
And Michelle, how the hell are you? It
great.
Is Mark
good.
From Atlanta. You know, I don't have a trip report. I've actually got a question for you, and since y'all are my go-to, I could have emailed you, but let's be honest, I'm pretty damn lazy. I'm debating
and I'm pretty damn lazy. I'm pretty damn lazy, so there's about a 10% chance you would have received a response, so it's probably better that you called in this way instead.
I trip out to Vegas in December. I've got a cheap flight from Atlanta. I've got a room already available at Downtown Grand, and would be able to go see a show on Saturday night. So it'd just be one night, Saturday into Sunday, flying out at about 9 a.m., getting there, you know, just after 10 o'clock, play all day, go to the show Saturday night, play into the wee hours of the morning or until my body taps out, sleep in, check out, and take about a 4 o'clock flight, put me back in Atlanta about 11 p.m. on Sunday. You know, logistically, it's about 40 hours, probably about 31 hours if you consider the travel time. But then again, it's Vegas, so 3 hours in Vegas is better than none at all. So let me get your opinion on that. If you think it's worth it, if it's not worth it, I'm really kind of leaning towards it. So I don't know if your opinion will change mine, but I want to get your thoughts on it. Anyway, guys, hope you have a great weekend. Hope you're doing well, and we will talk to you soon. See you.
All right. So I've considered options like this.
Yes.
I guess for me...
You've considered solo options like this.
Yeah, there are two factors here. How much are you, like, really in need of a Vegas trip?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and when I say
if you're
in need,
then go.
Yeah,
then
if you're
do
like,
it.
If you're like, I have not been there. Recently, I need to go now. Then
mm-hmm.
yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then also how much you tolerate or don't tolerate travel.
Yeah.
You know, the whole airport experience and all that stuff.
And is it going to take you a long time to recover or can you bounce back right away?
Yeah. So those are the things to factor in.
I need
in.
Like a day.
If
no matter what time my flight is the previous day, I'm going to need a day.
There, if I was in like...
And I do not do red eye anymore. No way. Mama's too old.
If I'm in... I'm jonesing for a trip mode,
mm-hmm.
I would do this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I've looked at stupid things like, I wonder if there's an option to go... If I could get there first thing in the morning and then come back on the red eye. I've looked at shit like mm-hmm. that and I've never actually gone through with it, but...
But you've thought about it.
I have considered it, so... You know what? If you're considering it and you're kind of leaning towards it, you're going to do it. Just mm-hmm. do it.
Yeah.
Why not? And if
do
you,
it.
And if it ends up being like kind of miserable because of the travel aspect.
Then you know. Then you
know
not
you
to
do
it next time.
You
try it. Yeah.
You have an adventure out of it.
I would say go.
Go.
I would just say do it.
Do
Life
it.
Is too short. Just do it.
We're giving you the thumbs up. You have mm-hmm. our, like you need that.
Yeah.
You have our approval. You have our encouragement. All right. Thank you for that call. Appreciate it. And thanks for calling in the question instead of emailing it. I appreciate that, too.
We enjoy having content for our show.
Yeah, that, too. And I appreciate not having to respond to emails because mm-hmm. I'm not very good at it these days. All right.
Shame on you.
I know. I try.
Yeah, you do.
Well, no, I don't. I don't even try anymore.
Mm-mm.
I'd rather respond to it on the show. So, or on
and
the,
it's all
you know,
your responsibility.
Facebook
See,
group.
I haven't like offered to take that burden off your hands or anything.
Nope. You know your role, and
mm-hmm.
you're filling it quite well tonight.
Uh-huh. I'm employed again, so I need to focus all my focus all my energy on that.
I don't think the people who are listening to the show knew that you were not employed.
But
now you dropped that on them.
Yeah. Well, I was briefly unemployed, so
yeah.
That was our summer. It sucked.
It was a shocking incident when you were fired over that scandal.
I know.
I'm kidding. That's not what happened. All right. Next up. Later on, are you going to go, I really wish you hadn't said that about getting fired over the scandal? Should
no,
I back off and
no.
just clarify that you weren't fired?
I was not fired.
Okay.
I was let go as a part of a layoff.
Okay.
And now we have some sweet, sweet health insurance again.
Ooh, thank you. Good. Now I can have that other kidney removed.
Oh, God.
Moving along.
Hello again, Five Honey. This is Kelly from Alabama. I wanted to talk a little bit more about the trip we just got back.
What happened there?
I'm playing the wrong one. I have to play this one first.
Hello, Five Hundy. This is Kelly and Christy from Alabama. We're here on our last day of a seven-day trip. I'm just walking down Fremont Street here, getting ready to pack up and get going. We had four nights at Golden Gate and three nights at the Plaza, and we worked in a lot of shows on this trip in the front end. We went to Blue Man Group. Went to hear the Rat Pack at Tuscany, which I really enjoy for the old style, small band effect in a small area. That was an enjoyable show. We also saw Penn and Teller. We also went to the Erotic Heritage Museum. If you want a weird show, go see the Puppetry of the Penis.
Cox.
That's a real weird one. But anyway.
And balls.
So we'll wrap it up. Enjoyed this trip. See you around. Love the show. Bye.
All right. We'll hear more from the report later, as you almost heard a moment ago.
We've driven by the Erotic Heritage Museum many a time.
Have we?
Thought, yeah.
I don't remember.
I do.
It's right off the freeway somewhere, isn't it?
Yeah. It's like on, is it Industrial?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm not going to see Puppetry of the Penis.
Oh, no. No. I've seen that on video, and that is more than enough.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
You've seen that on video?
Yes.
Did you, like, rent it? Was it, like, an iTunes purchase?
My friend Kristen and I watched it.
Wow.
It was interesting.
I
but
it was.
I'm good just seeing the video once.
Okay.
It's
skip
a thing.
That one. I don't need to see that.
Guys do with their junk.
No, they don't. No, they don't. Those guys did that for the purposes of that video you watched. But no, that's not something guys do. I don't want you to assume that. All right. I think with that, we should move on to our next caller. What a horrible lead-in for the lovely Kelly from Canada.
Hey, guys. This is Kelly from Canada calling, and I am in Las Vegas for a very short, well, it feels short. It's actually a couple days, but solo trip. And so that means that I am doing some things that I wouldn't normally do. One of those things is staying at Luxor because I've always wanted to stay here. That's kind of a strange experience, and maybe I'll call back about that some other time, but I also wandered over to the UNLV campus to visit the Lead Library. They have a special collection archive there that is celebrating 50 years, and they have a special exhibit up that I found about on Twitter called 50 Treasures for 50 Years, and it's a mix of really cool things from Las Vegas's history, sort of covering glitz and glamour with stage design for showgirls, shows, and then there's gambling history, there's old slot machines and playing cards, architecture, design, community groups, and more. Frankly, they cover quite a wide range of topics. There's seven display cases and then some additional displays. It's on the first floor of the Lead Library, and so it's free. It's a self-guided tour. They've got a little brochure book that walks you through it and some very informative little display cards, and it's open the same hours as the library, which is 7:30 a.m. till 10 p.m. I think it's worth it. I'm really interested in ephemera and archival stuff, especially when it's Vegas related. But I think unless you're super hardcore, it's probably not worth it to go over and visit it specifically. I also paired it with a visit to the Pinball Hall of Fame since they're very close to one another. Made the mistake of walking. We'll never do that shit again. Especially with line. With line, super cheap rides. It's really awesome. Anyway, but I think it's well worth it if you're looking for something interesting to do and you want an excuse to visit UNLV's campus, which is actually quite beautiful. My recommendation is one thumb up from Kelly, the solo Vegas traveler. Totally sad way to end this call. I'm going to go out and do something cool now. Bye.
All right. Thanks for that report. You
already did something cool.
I appreciate that. We'd love to hear about your Luxor experience, too. Yes. We haven't heard much about that place lately, and it's always good to hear what's going on. So call back with that sometime.
Yep, she's been posting some cool pictures, too.
Yep. All right. So, see, she classed things up. She went from penis puppet shows to historical display at a library in mm-hmm. one smooth transition.
And it was not a historical penis display. It was...
No, that would not be appropriate at the UNLV library, I wouldn't think.
Would it?
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't know what's going on over there at UNLV. All right, moving along.
Hey, Tim. Hey, Michelle. Matthew here from the UK.
Hello.
Calling from Vegas. Just at the end of a week-long guys trip, stayed at Aria for the first 3 nights, and then 4 at Wynn. Both super reliable, both a great time at both venues. Thought I'd give you a very quick call about the successor of Zooza Crackers. When Zooza Crackers closed, I was very disappointed. It had always been a favourite place of mine. Also, just saying the name Zooza Crackers, it was always quite fun. Anyway, I decided to try Charlie's yesterday, its successor, and I was very impressed. The old place really had some cafeteria-style dining, so you'd queue up, ask your food, sit down, and wait for it. This is table service now, so it's a bit more upscale, which suits the win. I opted for the pretzel and pub cheese, washed down by a not-your-father's root beer float. The pretzel was quite something, an absolutely massive pretzel the size of, I would say, 2 heads, hangs from a skewer with hot cheese and mustard to dip. A simple dish, you would think, but absolutely superb to the taste. And the not-your-father's root beer float was absolutely superb. Anyway, the rest of the trip was really the greatest hits. I had sort of a couple of newbies with me, so I took them to some favourite haunts. Heading back home later today, but not to worry, I'll be back in 30 short days' time, not that I'm counting, for the summit. And can't wait to see you and the rest of the guys there. Cheers. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks
Yay!
For that. Yeah, we're going to see Matthew again. That's always a great time.
Yes.
Glad he's coming all this way again for our little live event. That'll mm-hmm. be fun. And thanks for the report on Charlie's, too. I've been wondering about that place.
Yeah, so that's
the
new place. He posted a little bit on Twitter about it. But
cool.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of a good pretzel with cheese dip.
I'm a big fan of Not Your Father's Root Beer and
that too.
A float. So,
really? So
yeah.
That's one of the alcohols that you still are that, friends with?
Yeah. It's just gin.
And scotch and
well,
wine.
No. Okay. Let's clarify.
Let's please.
Gin is just right out.
I know. You're divorced from gin.
Scotch on occasion. Scotch and I have made
You're having
up.
An affair with scotch?
No. Scotch and I had a bad patch once, but we're still good friends. It's like that friend you get into that really big blowout fight with, but it almost made your relationship better because you got all your issues out in the open.
That's not what, that never happens with me. The blowout is the end for me. It's gin city when I have the blowout.
Oh. See, wine.
Uh-huh.
Wine is more like an at-home thing. Like, I don't
an
like to have
thing.
It. Yeah, I don't like to have it on vacation because it makes me more sleepy.
You prefer to just.
I prefer to just conk out in front
you
of the TV.
Prefer to just goon out on wine and yes. take a 6-hour couch nap.
Yes, I do.
Okay,
which I took today.
A murder nap.
Mm-hmm.
You did take a murder nap.
I had a Forensic Files nap going on. It was great.
I came in, Forensic Files on. I'm like, oh, 2 empty wine bottles next to the couch.
Yep.
All right. Who are we on here? Dave. Let's check in with Dave.
Hey, Tim. Hey, Michelle. It's Dave and Jen from Indianapolis with part 2 of our trip report. Just a couple of quick notes. First, stayed at Paris this time and think that's an underappreciated property. We had one of the Burgundy remodel rooms into the hallway, and it's just a great location. Great view. One set of windows was looking out over the pool. The other side was looking out over Bellagio fountains. So nice location, plenty of dining options on the first floor, and then really everything we do in Vegas is on one of the adjoining blocks. So it's a great choice for us. Couple of dining stops, drinking stops. First, Squeeze, really enjoy that place. It's a great stop early in the morning for orange juice and another interesting juice with a little alcohol in it. Second, drinking stop was Cosmopolitan as usual. Great drinks, although this time, although you could play poker at the bar and get drinks. They used to have Ultimate X, those other games, didn't have those anymore. So it didn't make playing Bar Top as interesting. Actually went to a show, went to X Burlesque, just for lack of something to do on Saturday night. Actually pretty funny, comedian and, pretty attractive girls. Hey, boobs. Speaking of boobs,
good segue.
Walking through a casino,
all right,
saw the Elvira slots, looked over and noticed that when the reel stops, Elvira's boobs juggle. So I thought that would be appreciated by the 12-year-old boys and
like flaming torches,
people who are 12 years old at heart. The big beat of the trip was going to Mon Ami, having ordered the coupon and forgetting to use it.
Aww.
I consider that the big beat of the trip. I told you about my big win of the trip, and I think that's largely due to the karma donation my wife made. I guess for our next trip in November, I'll have to make the karma donation for her. So anyway, thanks a lot, and we look forward to talking to you after our trip in November. Thanks. Bye.
All right. Thanks for the report. Appreciate that. I'm very intrigued by the juggling breasts of Elvira.
All right, maybe we'll have to play that next time we're there.
He probably meant jiggling. Mm-hmm. I would be interested to see them juggle, though.
I would, too.
And X Burlesque.
I have a great mental image right now.
Me, too. X Burlesque has been around a long time, and as I've said before, pretty much any show, except for Criss Angel, that's been around for a long time in Las Vegas, is probably going to be pretty entertaining. So they're going to do some good production stuff. And then if anyone is wondering, every once in a while, someone will send a note saying, I wish that I knew where the place they were talking about was. So anyway, Squeeze is at the Link, if anybody's wondering where that is, like the Link Promenade.
Tempted by the fruit of another.
And yes, and Paris. I agree. Thumbs up on the location. It's a good place to stay. We used to stay there a lot.
Mm-hmm. We haven't been in a while.
No, but I'd
go back, yeah.
Yeah, we always had a good time there.
Yeah,
the
location good location.
Is perfect.
Good service.
Good service, no real complaints. Mm-hmm. I'm not a huge fan of the restaurant selection other than Gordon Ramsay Steak.
And Mon Ami.
And Mon Ami, you're right. Oh, you know what? I should. That other place is okay too. The
Burger Bar.
Well, yeah, Burger Bar is okay. I always think that's closer. I mean, it's
or not Burger Bar or what?
Burger Brasserie.
Yes.
Closer to Bally's, even though it's technically Paris. But
yeah.
No, the other place that has the same view as Mon Ami now.
Hex.
Hex. Yeah, that was okay.
The place that used to smell like ass.
I had breakfast there. And it
or
was
balls.
Okay.
Was it balls?
Chocolate and testicles. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
It doesn't anymore so much. Now it's just chocolate. At least last time I was there. Anyway, thanks.
And you would know
what chocolate and testicles smell like.
Yes.
At the same time. It's true. Okay. Thanks for that report, Dave. We look forward to hearing about your November trip as well. And glad you had a good time. Okay. Next up.
Hey, Tim and Michelle. This is Scott and Katie from Rochester, New York. We just got in Wednesday, the 23rd of August. And we're in Las Vegas. Basically, we got into the airport. It was four of us and we were like, okay, an Uber XL is $50, but I walked outside by the limos right by the baggage claim and there was a limo there for 71. And I was like, all right, let's just jump in a limo. So that was pretty cool. Went right down to the downtown Grand and, I didn't know what to expect. I mean, I'd heard good things about it, but, it was, really great. I mean, the rooms were super cheap, $40 plus resort fees and taxes, of course, which came to like, you know, maybe 70 total, but, it was a suite. And so there were two bathrooms in the room, which was like the greatest thing my wife has ever seen. So, casino was great. It was definitely quiet, but it wasn't totally dead, but, got a drink, got acclimated to the place. And then, we all hopped in a car and went to Frankie's. Now, Frankie's was, we'd been to the Double Down before, never been to Frankie's Tiki Room. And we were, I know this is not popular sentiment, but we were a little disappointed. I mean, it was just kind of like dead.
Quiet.
It was very quiet and it was just kind of dead. But the bartender could not have been nicer, made us a couple nice drinks. My wife doesn't drink rum, which right off the bat,
Do you know this is a rum bar?
Yeah. So, but anyway, guy was super, super nice. And, but it was just kind of like, there was no energy there really. Went back to, Fremont Street, went right to Pizza Rock, had amazing pizza as usual. No surprises there. It's, literally the best pizza Yeah. The next morning, went to Hash House for breakfast, checked out the D Long Bar, had some Bloody Marys.
Don't forget Sigma Derby.
Sigma Derby. Yep. Yep. Had a great time there. And then, as we were checking out, I left a message for the host at the D just to find out, because I got crushed the night before there. And I just wanted to find out, you know, if they could handle any comps or anything. And, nice guy, Mark, the host at the D, or not the D, the Downtown Grand, called me, and he took care of both of our rooms. And I got 5 mini bottles of brown booze.
Awesome.
Right.
Two Jack Daniels bottles, 2 Jim Beam bottles, and a Johnny Walker bottle.
Yes.
They're not like airplane bottles, but they're, you know, they're not, 750s, whatever. But that was really nice. So that was the giveaway going on.
Cool.
And then we, moved over to the Orleans, which is our home base here, in Las Vegas. And last night we went to Mandarin Oriental, bar on the 23rd, the lobby bar on the 23rd floor. You know, I've been to Las Vegas 50, 60 times. I've never seen this place. It was a really great surprise. So, beautiful view, great bartenders.
And they have a champagne vending machine.
They have a champagne vending machine in the lobby, which is, always convenient. And then we went to Nacho Daddy across the street at Pijo, which was always good. It wasn't stellar, but it was, you know, I love it there.
Oh, and don't forget, we asked him how long or what was the best route to walk over from the Mandarin.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, excuse me, we'll get you a car.
Yeah, like the bell desk guy just literally grabbed us a Mercedes, like the house Mercedes, and they just drove us across the street. And I'm like, we can walk. He's like, no. He's crazy.
They really thought we were staying there.
Yeah, they thought we were staying there, but whatever. It was awesome. So anyway,
cool. That's very awesome.
Then after Nacho Daddy went to Cosmo, my wife is not a Cosmo fan anymore. We went to the Bond. We went to Chandelier Bar. Didn't get any tickets.
Didn't hit
anything. It was like just dry. So anyway, this is the next, now it's Friday and we are, I'm going to play in a poker tournament at the Orleans, which I'm psyched for. And I'm about to go to a dispensary before that and load up on some party favors. So anyway,
more to come.
Love the show. Love you guys. See you later. Bye.
All right. Thank you for the report. Much appreciated. Lots of stuff in there. Where to start?
Where to begin?
Downtown Grand. Yeah. They're doing some good stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, even though the casino there've been a lot of reports about it not being super busy, there's a lot of good stuff. It's a great hotel.
Free booze.
So, and yeah, hey, that's great that the host took care of you. Frankie's, when we went there, it was dead too. We went in the afternoon.
But we loved it.
We still liked it. But I think, you know,
if you don't like rum, that I could see where that would be influential.
And I would say too, probably at night, especially on the weekends, you're probably going to get a much more lively crowd. Mm-hmm. It gets a lot more full. So, but yeah, I get it. And Mandarin Bar.
Oh,
yes.
It's expensive, but it's great.
Yeah. One of the better views on the strip. It's just absolutely worth checking out. If you like a good cocktail and you like a good view, love that place.
Yeah.
And it is still kind of, even though we've talked about it a bunch of times, it's known, but I think it's still, because of the location, still a little
bit of a...
It's out
of the way. You have to find it.
Yeah. Still a little bit of a hidden gem, even though... You know, the information's out there, but it's not in the middle of a, you know, big casino resort. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. When we've been there, it hasn't been super busy.
No.
So, there you go. I'm glad you had a great time, and I appreciate the report. I like the dual report with Katie chiming in. They had they were posting some stuff on the Facebook group as they were there, too, which was fun. And it was good to see that they're having a good time.
Good.
Okay. Let's wrap it up with that other call that I almost played earlier from Kelly.
Hello again, 500. This is Kelly from Alabama. I wanted to talk a little bit more about the trip we just got back from. In particular, we went to the Laundry Room, which is the speakeasy in the back of the Commonwealth. We went there on a Friday night, largely because of things people have said here. And I enjoyed the experience, kind of got into it till we had been there like 30, 40 minutes, and I began having trouble getting the attention of anybody to get another drink. And so, you know, I got starting to get a little thirsty there. And then in walks this guy with a gorilla mask on, and he starts clowning around with the people in the bar, which seemed very out of character for what that speakeasy is supposed to be, a nice, quiet, romantic place. You got this guy coming around, and he starts playing the piano comedically, and they eventually settles into playing lounge music. So, I mean, this is some guy that does piano for that location, but I thought that the gorilla mask and the way he was carrying on with the bartender, doing shots under his mask and that kind of stuff, really ruined the experience for me. I was kind of digging it till then, and I've been happy to have another drink if I could have gotten their attention and avoided the gag that was going on around there. I just thought I'd mention that because I didn't expect that kind of thing, and I just kind of don't get it. So your mileage may vary. Otherwise, we had a pretty good trip, and we'll talk to you later. Bye.
All right. That is weird.
That's bizarre.
Yeah. I wouldn't expect that at that location either.
No.
To have a dude in a gorilla mask playing piano. It's weird. That's like the kind of shit you have at like a theme, like a crappy themed bar like Dick's Last Resort or something. I don't get it. So that's disappointing. Sorry that you had a bad experience there, but glad the rest of your trip went well.
I know the first drinks, well, service can be kind of slow there if it's full because they only have the one bartender usually.
Yeah, we've had service issues there, too. We haven't been back in a long time, but it's a fun thing to do, you know, once or twice. All right. Thank you for all the calls. We appreciate it. Some great stuff this week. Good reports, good reviews. Good to hear from all of you. Before we go, we have some people to thank for Karma donations, including our friend Peter from the UK.
Yay.
I think he's there right now, I believe. Just arrived, based on what he posted on Facebook. Little Karma Won't Hurt. We'll be toasting you both from Vegas.
Oh, thank you.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. Wish we were there to toast with you.
Yes.
Longtime listener Mo with a Karma donation for an upcoming trip the weekend of this weekend, September 8th. College football, a couple of shows, gambling, and enjoying the city we love. Keep up the above average work. Well, thank you for saying we're above average. I'll take that as a compliment. Andrew, Lauren, and Ruby in Anthem, Arizona, listening to the show on the drive there now for a spur-of-the-moment 10th anniversary weekend trip.
Yay.
Thanks for the hours of entertainment you've provided us.
Well, thank you. Happy anniversary.
Hope you had a great time. Lauren and Dane with a trip that just wrapped up a couple days ago, staying at the D, going to see Brittany, hoping for many royals. And I did see on Facebook, I believe Dane hit a royal.
Yay!
I know. That's awesome. Happy that you had that good fortune, and thank you very much. And Amanda and Trevor with Karma Donation, love the podcast. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
I know that Trevor was posting on the group the other night, too, from his experience. And finally, Dan with a Karma Donation for his 35th birthday trip coming up in about a week. Said, thanks for the show. Super late getting put in the know about it, but weekly listener now. Well, I'm glad.
Yay.
So new listener always. I'm still surprised that we're picking up new listeners all the time. Like, wow, people are still finding the show. So I'm glad that you found us, and I'm glad that you like what you hear. So thank you very much. And thank you to everybody who's been spreading the word about the show. I do appreciate it when you tell your friends who you think might be interested and spread the word to others who may like this craziness that we have here. Alrighty. With that, you can find our website at 500bymidnight.com. You can email us a few of Dear Tim and Michelle questions, the ones that we respond to on the show, 500@gmail.com.
When you answer your email?
I answer them here on the show. That's why they're Dear Tim and Michelle questions. The ones that I'm not so good about responding to are the ones that are not intended for the show.
Oh.
I'm bad at those sometimes. You can find us both on Twitter. I am 500. She is Anita Martini. And, of course, our voicemail line is available to you at 702-866-9494. Make sure and program that into your phone before your Vegas trip. So if you want to call us while you're there, or if you, you know, make the mistake of... It's not a mistake. If you make, if you have the brilliant idea after having far too many drinks to call us and report, we like those too. We'll take them sober, drunk, in Vegas, not in Vegas. If you have a review or a report, call it in. All right. As always, thank you for listening, emailing, commenting, and calling. I'm pleased to report that Max has had his cone removed. He can now move freely about the cabin.
Yes.
And he's sleeping right now, which is very surprising.
Mm-hmm.
So the dog surgery thing is through now, too.
Oh, thank God.
Yay. He's crazy. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. We do appreciate it, and we will talk to you very, very soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.